In this bulletin, the last day of Melbourne's sixth lockdown as Victoria closes in on its 70% vaccination target. A guilty plea over the United States' deadliest high school gun massacre. And in sport, the coach of the NRL's newest club set to be revealed. With the latest SBS news, I'm Gareth Borum. Today marks the last day of Melbourne's sixth lockdown as the city prepares to lift COVID restrictions from 11:59 this evening. The lockdown is ending as Victoria expects to pass its 70% vaccination target today. From tomorrow, people in Melbourne will be able to have visitors in their home, leave for any reason at any time, and travel freely across the city. A staggered start to school for students in grades 3 to year 11 has been brought forward and will begin tomorrow. The fully vaccinated will also be able to eat out at cafes and restaurants, but the vaccine mandate for hospitality workers is causing problems for some businesses. Meanwhile, the ACT will also be further easing COVID restrictions from tonight, after the territory met its 80% vaccine threshold this week. All retail will be allowed to open, with density limits of one person per 4 square metres. Overseas in the UK is being warned to expect a surge in coronavirus cases to more than 100,000 a day. It comes as top health officials warn Britain's health system risks being overwhelmed unless more measures to slow the spread of COVID-19 are introduced now. But the UK's Health Secretary Sajid Javid says deaths remain mercifully low at 100 a day. And while pressure on the health system is huge, it is sustainable. Mr. Javid has for now ruled out measures such as mandatory mask wearing or vaccine passports.
So we must all remember that this virus will be with us for the long term and that it remains a threat. A threat to our loved ones and a threat to the progress that we've made in getting our nation closer to normal life. We're looking closely at the data, and we won't be implementing our Plan B of contingency measures at this point. But we'll be staying vigilant, preparing for all eventualities.
In the United States, and Nicholas Cruz has pleaded guilty to the murder of 17 people in the 2018 high school massacre in Parkland, Florida. The mass shooting at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School was the deadliest ever at a US high school. The court heard that at the time, Cruz was a 19-year-old expelled student with a history of mental health and behavioural issues. Now aged 23, Cruz pleaded guilty to 17 counts of murder and 17 counts of attempted murder before making a statement to the courtroom.
I am very sorry for what I did, and I have to live with it every day, and that if I were to get a second chance, I will do everything in my power to try to help others. And I am doing this for you, and I do not care if you do not believe me. And I love you, and I know you don't believe me, but I have to live with this every day, and it brings me nightmares, and I can't live with myself sometimes.
Jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been given the European Union's top human rights award, the Sakharov Prize. The leaders of the European Parliament picked Navalny, President Vladimir Putin's main critic, in a sign of open criticism of the Kremlin. The award will likely put a further dampener on relations between the European Union and Russia. Vice President of the European Parliament Heidi Hautala says Navalny has shown great courage in his attempts to restore freedom of choice to the Russian people.
For many years, he has fought for human rights and fundamental freedom in his country. This has cost him his freedom and nearly his life. On behalf of the European Parliament, I call for his immediate and unconditional release. All harassment, intimidation and attacks against the opposition, civil society and media by the Russian authorities must stop.
To sport, and in rugby league, Wayne Bennett is set to be formally unveiled today as head coach of the NRL's newest club. The Redcliffe Dolphins will be the seventh top-level team the 71-year-old has coached, four of which he has taken to grand finals. The Dolphins are set to enter the competition in the 2023 season, becoming the first NRL expansion side since 2007. Bennett led South Sydney to this year's grand final, which the Rabbitohs lost to the Penrith Panthers. He coached the Brisbane Broncos for 532 games, winning six premierships. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, there'll be a shower or two and an expected top of 20 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 23. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 24. Hobart, mostly sunny, 24. Canberra, a shower or two, 21. Wollongong, a few showers, 20. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, a shower or two, 24. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm, 26. Cairns, a possible shower, 33. Darwin, a partly cloudy day, 35 degrees. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.